Now it's time for the most important end of the year list, and it's the best drops.
Most important
2017. That's the best to everybody. If you listen to the ticket, I feel like this is important to you. And when
well,
I started
that's playing up your own job big time, I think people love the drops. Especially the ones from noon to seven.
When I started, I remember when I started full time in, I guess it would have been early 2014. Like my fear was that. You know, I like playing a lot of old drops, but I also like mixing in new stuff. But also, you know, I'll still play a lot of the old stuff from the
sure, you
want to
play the hits,
and,
but
yeah,
you also
exactly,
got to play new music.
And I was afraid that, oh my gosh, there might be a day where we run out of new material. That was my biggest fear. And
like
them,
we would
and them realizing that I don't belong here, which they still haven't figured out. But...
Boy, Trey yeah, constantly I'm, tells Kat.
Yeah,
he's just, got a big bag.
Trey's just loosening his arm in there.
He's like that kid in the Cam Newton commercial.
Yeah, I'm just loosening my arm. But, yeah, starting in the end of 2014, I've done this every year, but I get on Twitter, and I ask P1s what their favorite drop of the year was. And it's just kind of something I wanted to do just to... It kind of just maybe almost sharpens my memory of like, oh my gosh, yeah, like they'll bring up some that I don't play as much. I might have played one time, and I'm like, man, that's really cool. But yeah, we're not going to run out of material anytime soon on the ticket with drops.
Well, let's hit the list.
Okay, so I polled P1s on Twitter, and I got 36 different drops that they said were their favorite of this year.
Number one's pretty obvious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm not going to go backwards. I'm going to go unconventional. I'll start with number one and just kind of say other ones that were pretty much other than number one. The other drops were just receiving votes.
Okay.
But the number one drop of the year, we can all guess it, was Danny's My Pig Story.
It received
25 votes. No other drop received more than 5 votes.
Okay.
And I'm really... It's starting about yesterday, I've been trying to find... the full context of this drop. And I'm really mad at myself because usually if there's something that I know is probably going to be a hit on the station, I'll pull, like if it's from an e-break, I'll have the full e-break and then I'll have the drop.
But that wasn't an e-break. That was just a funny story.
No, it was
story.
Just a funny, yeah. Random, kind of a fun fact. That's when I wrote it down. I was like, hey, this might be a Danny fun fact I can play maybe one time. It'll be funny. And that's what I do with most of the fun facts is, heck, I've probably got 50 or 60 Danny fun facts, and I've played them.
Oh, we've
probably,
seen the we've heard the montage.
I've played them most maybe once or twice, and a lot that I haven't played yet. So I just figured, hey, this will be a drive by type thing. I'll play it one time, and it'll move on. But I didn't realize it would blow up to be what it is now. Like it's on T-shirts.
I mean, I think
P1
Domo
has made
the best use of
pictures.
It. The playing it over the Shawshank Redemption.
That was brilliant.
That was great.
Did you see Danny over the holiday holding a stuffed pig?
Yeah, you know? I saw that.
He did. He's
embracing the
albums.
And it's like, I don't know what is funny about it other than it's a 25-second story about a pig.
Let's just play real fast in case people
Okay, we can play the full 25.
My pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all of that pig's food, then go to the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and then the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and make his way back in time for when it was my time to feed him. He had already eaten 3 meals and was just sitting there waiting for me, and I would feed him and he would eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show.
Okay, so
definitely Community Quick Hits theme.
I'm breaking it down. It was during Community Quick Hits. I put the drop in on July 5th of this year, and there wasn't any, all the main guys were off on the first week of July for the 4th of July. You and Machine were actually hosting on July 3rd.
Yeah, July 5th.
And I think Danny.
And you
Danny,
did Tickers the week before too, Justin.
And Danny, yeah. I think, was producing, so I thought for a minute that might have happened, and I've had Travis has been looking for this all show, and I feel so bad about it.
I've spent 2 hours listening to
trying
late
to find
June's
this.
Community quick
He put
hits.
It in July 5th.
I put it in July 5th, but I also, and this is what made me, I think it happened, I initially thought it happened on the last week of June, because I put it in on the same day that I put in, remember Danny saying that the moon was 32,000 feet
right.
away.
I remember being there for that. I was there for that.
I think that happened on the same day. because I put it in on the same day. And I know that
then
that happened.
I was there because I was a part of the show when that happened. And I remember thinking, why didn't I jump on Danny at the time saying, no, that's pretty much where planes fly.
And maybe that's kind of how that whole pig story flew over us, is because we were thinking the whole day about Danny talking about the moon being so close.
Okay.
And I remember that happened. I remember Corby had an appearance at the Baby Driver movie, and I remember going to that movie because I remember
being a part of it too,
talking
yeah.
to him at the movie saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe this Danny thing that happened today. So I thought it was that day, but Travis has gone through and listened that week, and it's not coming up there. So it's really bugging me, but I'm gonna find this eventually.
Sunday.
If there's any P1s out there that remember, please help me out because I'm drawing up blanks, but that's my end of the year resolution. I want to find this before 2018. Okay. I want to find the context.
That's
of this
different.
Drop.
An end of the year resolution.
Yes, right, I do end of the year and not New okay. Year's resolution.
Right, what else you got?
The next most popular vote by the P1s, and this was receiving 5 votes. So it goes from 25 to 5 votes. This happened over dry dock, and I'm kind of proud because I was kind of part of this one too. We played this with Norm earlier. This is when Norm left his phone on. And I called during the Hitch interview. And
Norm, shut.
We got this drop.
Norm, shut your phone off.
And I think maybe it's recency bias because this
I
is
think
one
that
of the
does
newer
play
drops.
A little bit. It's funny,
but it is funny, and it's crazy now that every time Norm is doing a show and you bring up his phone, 40 seconds later, his phone's going to start ringing.
Because someone's just going to call
him. Someone's going to call
him.
Because
they know he won't turn it off.
Someone's going to be a smartass like yeah. me and call his phone. But we do have the context of that one. We don't have to play it.
We've heard it a bunch.
There was a bunch receiving 4 drops. 2017 was kind of the year of the looped drop, where you would play something and you would loop it over. This was actually from Jer. Jer made this one, so I don't have the context of it either. But I play it a lot during Why Today Doesn't Suck. This is Mike saying, I'm going to go ahead and wah.
All right. I will go ahead and wah.
What?
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 So I will great. Go ahead and walk.
We'll go ahead and walk.
What?
I will go ahead and walk.
Yeah, this was.
What?
This I will was go just ahead something and walk. Jer found, I guess. He was
what?
Listening one day.
I will
day
go ahead and walk.
I came in.
What?
Some morning before the show, and Jer's like, oh, I've got a treat for you. And he plays it, and it goes for like 5 minutes or something of just saying the same thing over and over and over. And it's kind of noise pollution, but it's also has a little bit of brilliance to it.
See,
and it
always
pisses everybody off.
Whenever you
so
play the My
like,
Pig one, I always have to think, okay, is this the looped? Because he
yeah,
says
I
it,
looped
and then
it
the
later,
next pin. And then the next pin, I'm like, okay, is he playing the looped one, or is this just the original?
I think I might have looped that one a little bit too
for
long.
For sure.
Another one, this was a very underrated moment on Bad Radio this year. I think this is probably, this will definitely make a top 10 Bad Radio moment this year. This was during the WNBA Finals, when Dan found a tanning salon in Minneapolis. Now, usually when a team loses the Super Bowl or something, they'll call a sports bar in that city and ask them if they knew about it. But
they
since
got their
a
paper.
Lot of sports bar, they probably don't know about it. We kind of catered to the WNBA audience, and we called a tanning salon in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and a girl named Melissa answered. And this is kind of a drop inside of another drop. They talked to her for probably 10 minutes. She was very outgoing.
Yeah, she
awesome. Gave a great interview. She gave me a lot of drops to play with. And then near the end, I played the My Pig story for her, and she gave me a drop that I can use.
Tight.
So like at the end of a story or something, and it's kind of like the
punctuator.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of the, gosh, who was it? Scott Kaxmar,
right?
Right, and it's kind of right and tight, kind of go
tight.
Together. But yeah, I played the whole pig story, and she kind of pauses, and then she gives me
tight.
It was hilarious.
I think I would still probably take the Kaxmar one just because you got the super long Bob question in front of it, or
one of my favorite moments
of all
time.
Kind of a statement.
Time.
And then he just had nothing, and he goes,
right.
So meek.
We haven't had him on since. I can't wait to have Scott Kaxmar on again.
You're going to play his own right at him?
I want to have him on as a birthday guest for Bob one year. And I wonder how long he's like, oh, did you do this?
He can only answer questions with right or not right. Not yes or no.
Another one receiving three votes was, gosh, this is such an uncomfortable drop, but Mike saying midgets.
Midgets.
I don't know the context of it.
Like, he hates him.
He's just stupid.
It always sounds like you took out him saying the word stupid in front of it.
Midgets.
Like, he's saying stupid.
Midgets.
That's what it sounds like.
Justin just likes this one because he loves little people shows.
Oh, man, I'm just jumping around.
That might have been what we were talking about at the time. It might have been talking about the
Little Women Dallas.
Little Women of Dallas. Your favorite show. Another one receiving three votes. This was what I labeled African Killer. This was from
This year?
I think it was early. It was either early this year or late last year, but this was early on in the soda
campaign.
This is
him summoning the gods of rain?
Yeah, when we were...
The gods of weight loss.
He was the only one doing soda spots at the time. And let's just go ahead and play. I think we got about 10 seconds of the spot we can play.
Being too heavy for too long, I decided something had to change.
All right, John. What was your first consultation like? All right, John Doe.
All right, John Doe.
And I remember hearing it. I remember a P1
he's chanting
alluded to me first, and I found it. I was like, okay, that's funny. And then we kept playing the spot for like a month. And so when I saw the cart number was coming up, I'd tell Mike and Corbin, like, oh, hey, we got the killer spot coming up. We got the killer spot, and me and Danny would turn it up, and we'd hear it, and we'd hear that, and we'd start laughing. And
oh, that's awesome.
That,